Awesome. Today we're going to discuss a fascinating topic that ties a little bit into our sugyos in Ksuvos. Not so much, but it hits on a bunch of interesting fun sugyos, some of which we'll discuss next week when we have Shir on Inyanei Yichud. But there's a fascinating shayla that I wanted to do something a little fun on a Chazara day, kind of shake things up a little bit. That doesn't really have any required Seder to see the Mar Makomos, but just something that's, I think, enjoyable, fun, and at least to me, exciting. I know some people find halakha l'maisa boring and useless. I don't know. I don't understand those people. But let's assume learning halakha is a value that we have. So the chor of this isn't a case that anyone should have to ever deal with. I was just talking to Rav Gittern about this at the end of Seder, and he was kind of like, whatever, he had a bunch of interesting things. He's like, I can't weigh in. There are like so many other factors into this case. Like every time this exact shayla will happen, there will be an inherently different psak. So like, if this case ever comes to you, we could sit down and talk about it. But like, there's so many missing information a little bit. So the question was asked to Rav Moshe Sternbach, he's the Gaivid of the Eid HaCharedus. He was a major posek in London and then in South Africa. A few weeks ago, maybe we're not going to do this one tomorrow, but a few weeks ago, I gave Shira another interesting tshuva of his, of whether or not a Baal tshuva could break his parents' TV or not. So I remember I was talking to Rav Gittern about it. He said, like, oh, it makes sense. I was like, I expected, like, Rav Sternbach Hashkafically is, like, very, very, very right wing. And, like, I was like, Pasha, like it's a mitzvah to break your parents' TV. And, like, he's very, like, borderline. So I was talking to Rav Gittern about it. He's like, no. Because when he was the Av Basin in South Africa, by definition, he was, like, incredibly important in the Baal tshuva movement in South Africa. That was just part of who he is and what he was. So, like, he has a relatively high amount of tshuvos in his shilas and tshuvos, in tshuvos and hagos, that are all about Balei Tshuva, because that was just for many years when he was the Abbas, and those were cases that he was being asked by lots of students. Yeah? We'll discuss it at a different point. Okay? Point is, so let's focus on today's shilas. A little bit of background for Rav Sternbach. I think you should have Rav Shleim. I believe he was in the hospital recently. I don't remember when, but I remember seeing something about that.
What's the difference between the Gaivid and the Rivid?
Very interesting question. Not for now. Okay. We'll discuss that later. We'll discuss that over lunch, if you want. Okay. Point is, Rav Shurmach has a fascinating tshuva, as you can see here in Chelek Hey, Simon Shintet Zayin, where he was asked a question about from a man. Okay? Nidrash to the Maisa. He was asked the man, but Isha, right? His wife, all of a sudden, for anyone that lo aleinu, the guy's wife became sick with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a very, very, very difficult machla, where basically, slowly but surely, you lose most of your mental cognitive capabilities, and you don't necessarily remember people's names or things that happen. It's a very, very, and it gets worse over time. That's what we're talking about. He's like, oh, well, if she magically, like, got better. I was like, I don't think that's like Matthias. He's like, it's not, but like, that would be part of the question. But Alzheimer's generally gets much, much worse. For those that want to know more, Baruch Berger and Shlav Aleph has a whole website all about like Alzheimer's information and stuff. So he's like a mumcha on this. I don't know. I didn't speak to him about it today, but he's definitely the person to ask if you want to know more about Alzheimer's in general. But practically speaking, so the question in that case is, the husband now comes before Rav Sternbach and says, I can't like live without a wife. It's like really hard for me. Whether or not it's like a yetzer hara, whether it's like he just doesn't know how to cook. I don't know what the metzias is, but he's telling that he needs a wife. Okay? So then his question is, I need a wife, right? I need huzakuk l'isha. But another factor is, he already has kids. L'yetzer hara, he didn't have children. So then we have a mitzvah peruvu that's going to kick in. But if he already has kids, so maybe I'm not going to have a heter to give him a tzolevuk. But right now we're assessing.
You say the case.
We're working on the case. Okay, so the guy's asking the question. His wife has Alzheimer's, and he feels like he needs a new wife. His wife has Alzheimer's. She's in a nursing home, so he's not able to get any sort of chaye isha, so any normal relationship. Whether it's a nice schmooze after a long day of work, whether it's discussing the chidushim that happened in the base medrash that morning, whether or not it's physical compassion, right? Being able to give your wife a hug at the end of the day. Whether or not it's he doesn't know how to cook. Like there's only X amount of daily sandwiches you can eat, three meals a day, if you generally don't know how to cook. Okay. So he says, but then he factors in, I already have children, right? I was yote peruvu. If he didn't have peruvu, then that's another reason potentially to be mekel, as we saw a few days ago in Sugya, right? The guy who wasn't mekayim peruvu, maybe get married during Shiva, before Shiva, etc. There's going to be a, right, during Shloshim, right? The guy who's in the Avel, takes a second wife, right? How's that going to relate? Different ages on kids. But if the guy who's yote peruvu, right? Lechora, his wife has Alzheimer's, she's already older. Lechora, he's also older, right? Chances are he's not 35 and she's like 80. That would probably be like weird. And I don't know. But point is, that is the case he's doing. So he wants to take another wife. So he wants to know whether or not he can get married a second wife, and he's going to be mashlish a get. What's mashlish a get? Basically, he's going to appoint a shaliach, or based in as a shaliach, to give her a get, okay? But what's the kashya that's going to be on that? She can't accept the get because she's not a bardas, right? She has Alzheimer's. Lekule alma, she can't accept the get. So the whole sugya being mashlish a get basically is she can't accept the get for whatever reason, or we have some sort of t'nai. If the get is chal, the minute she pays, let's say $1 million, because you know you're that guy, right? You're going to hold the get ransom, lo aleinu, right? No one should ever do that. Misarve get are horrible people. There, hot take for the day. Not really. It's really posh, okay? Anyone who thinks otherwise really should see, like, whatever. Okay. Point is, basically, he's going to be mashish get. He's going to go to Beis Din, give them the get. They're going to hold the get. Also, part of this is now, he's still chayav to pay her mizonos, right? If you're going to give her a get or not, in this meantime, he's chayav to pay her mizonos. So, he's going to have to cover part of the fees for the nursing home. Okay? And he's going to say, I'm being mashish get. But what's another t'nai? The t'nai that he makes with the new wife. Interesting question in parentheses, which would tie into the other option for Shir today. Lechora, he started dating while he was still married to the first wife. He says, I have a new wife that I want to marry. And the t'nai of our kiddushin is that I'm still going to be the main caretaker for my original wife. It's not like, oh, you know, she's in the nursing home. So like, Shalom Yisrael, I'll move on, find a new wife. It's like, you've been with her for 60 years, and now you know you're going to still want to take care of her. So the t'nai for his second kiddushin is that he's going to keep, you know, he's going to be the main caretaker for his wife. Okay, so that's one of the. So he's asking. So then he's gonna have questions, right? He's gonna be mitasek and tzarchei refuas, and you're gonna have yichud questions, negia questions, things like that, right? If you're gonna be her main caretaker, there's 1,001 other aspects that come up. Like, can you touch your ex-wife because you're trying to help her medically, right? Yichud, you go visit her, right? Something for people with Alzheimer's, it's so beneficial just to talk to them, to engage in a conversation, even if they might not be reacting or responding. That is inherently part of the tipul, that which is the medical treatment that is going to help them. So that's his basic question. Can I do this, right? And so right? By definition that he divorced her or gave her a ksuba or a get, sorry. It should also be noted, part of this is going to also be a tonight. Mishalesh a get doesn't mean that the get is chal, right? I gave a get to Beis Din to give her if she could accept it. So in the meantime, this is what we and I were speaking about a little bit this morning. In the meantime, because of the situation, we'll see there's a fascinating shuv of the Rashba on the Maromakomo sheet. What's going to come out from this is he's not divorced because he was mashlish a get, right? You can't just go to Beis Din and give them a get for your wife and all of a sudden you're divorced. But because of the situation, once you're mashlish the get's in the hand of Beis Din, so then you could get a heter me'er rabbanim to sign off on you taking a second wife in the meantime. But you've divorced the first wife.
It's a big case.
Yeah, it's a huge,
no,
huge.
I got a letter from the Jerusalem Post yesterday that there's like a big singer guy.
Oh, yeah.
His
he didn't give a get.
No, he gave a get, but she didn't accept it.
Oh, I don't know. I heard different stories about this. I'm not sure what the material is.
He got like 100 rabbis. He signed a letter and he could get married.
Right. So this is always a sugya. Heter me'er rabbanim, not what we're going to discuss today. Another potential question, and this is what Rav Gittin and I were talking about, is Rav Gittin says is a hava mina, and he said you'd have to know more situations in the case, more pratim, and he said I can't give a clock because every case is inherently different. Is that practically speaking? If you're going to say in this case, either Heter Me'arabanim works, or as the Rashba offers in a very similar tshuva, that maybe Takanas Rabbeinu Gerushim doesn't even apply in such a situation where the wife is totally incapacitated, she's sick, she's not able to function. So maybe it would be better, there's a Havamina to say, don't give her a get. Don't be Mashlish a get. Heter Me'arabanim, have two wives, and now I don't have any issues of Yichud or Negia because she's still your wife. That's an interesting question in parentheses, but Sturmbach does not go in that derech. But Rav Gittin kind of said, like, it's not so mufrach. If you say that Rabbeinu Gershom's takana of not taking two wives doesn't apply in such a far-fetched situation, because he wants to marry a new woman. And he'd still stay married to her. Instead of being Mashu Shaget, and
so getting... Does have two wives?
No, that's Takana Rabbeinu Gershom. We'll discuss that in a little bit. But that's a hava mina very much, that Rav Gittin said, like, it's not the craziest thing in the world. Once you say Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't apply in this case, better to stay married to her, then you don't have any of these, then I don't need to give you Heterin for Yichud, and for Negia to be her main caretaker. That was a Hava Mina. He wouldn't say that Halakha L'maisa, because every case is, when dealing with these situations, every case is inherently different. Yeah.
The Rebbe said there were more Makel, that he wasn't a kind of Peru, meaning more Makel to get the get.
Yeah, well, there's more Svaris, and here he was Yotze Peru Revu, right? He just wants to have a wife for whatever convenience or personal needs, but Lav Dafka, is it like, there's Sorech Mitzvah, like he hasn't had Peru Revu yet. He doesn't have kids. There, we're going to be more Mekel, just as we saw in our Sugya and Ksuvis, and the crossover with Avelos, that there's going to be cases I think Gemara and Moed Katan, if I recall, we were discussing, I could be wrong on that, where it was like, if he hasn't been Mekayim Beru Ravu, or he has really young kids, so he mamish needs the wife to help take care of the kids, will be more makeup to allow him to get married during Shloshim. Can they have the Bir Rishona during Shloshim? Not that whole sugya is going to be taken. Yeah.
So we said
the get would be chal. No, the get's not chal, but the get is mashlish. So thus, that plus Heter Merabanim, Lekule Alma is going to work. Not Lekule Alma, there's a really long Petchei Tshuva in Eben Ezra Siman Aleph, that is a whole thing about this. But Lechora, most poskim seem to say that Mashlish plus Heter Merabanim in a case where the woman can't accept the get. Not like, I'm just a bad person, I'm just going to be Mashlish to get Keneged Ritzona and get a Heter Merabanim because there's some clown court in Borough Park that has 100 rabbis who just sign off in every case because they're pro Mesarve get. Right? That we don't accept. Okay? Yeah.
Are we saying that since she doesn't have das,
she can't accept the get.
She can't accept the get.
Exactly.
Or are we saying that
she's lav bar das, so she can't accept the get.
Well, is it she can't accept it, or we can give it to her?
Either way, a get has to be v'natan la sefer kritos. You have to give it, but she also has to accept it. That's why in parentheses, as much as there are agunot, we'll see this in the tshuva of the Rashba, where woman, the man's not giving a get, there are also agunim, men whose wives refuse to accept the get. I don't care that I won't get remarried. I'm not religious. I'll get remarried. I don't care. I just want to strip you. I don't care about you. You're my ex-husband. You're this, that, and another. So as a result, there also are agunim out there. They don't get as much press as aguno. Part of that's because they have to marry about him. Part of it is, and there's a certain, I don't want to say agenda, but there's a certain, avira about whenever it's a woman's issue that goes on. Yeah, guys, are these questions, quick questions?
What about in the case she accepts the get, no one knows she has Alzheimer's, then a week later she goes to the doctor and they had say you have stage 3 Alzheimer's. It's found out that there's...
So if that case, that would... Lechora, that wouldn't... No, Lechora, that get wouldn't be chal. If it's sort of get on set, we were talking about briefly, if it was very early stage Alzheimer's and she's 95% of it, she's starting to lose her memory a little bit, but she's still totally with it, 90% with it, Lechora, it could be chal. It would be early stage. I know that a few weeks ago, I was by my in-laws and their shul where they daven at is a elder community. I remember one day before mincha, one of the guys how are you doing? He's my wife's starting to lose it a little bit. And I was kind of awkwardly I'm under 70, awkward, I don't know. But it's that's a normal part of life when you hit a certain age. So that will really be dependent on the matzias. Yeah.
If Heter Merabanim works out mashlish, why don't we need both in this case?
So I'm not in the sugya, but lav dafka does it worth out mashlish. Also, being mashlish is another svara. It's another reason. It makes it a stronger heter. Okay, I would have to be more in the sugya of Heter Merabanim. Shelo neda, but that is going to be a discussion. Okay, let's start saying something makoros. Any other questions on the question, or can we start saying makoros and then see if Shnorbach Shuvah?
Makoros.
Awesome. Okay, the sugya in Yevamos is a fascinating case where you basically have a sugya where the husband, the brother dies, woman's left to Yibum, and they want to know, there's different brothers who can and can't do it, Kohen, Levi, not Kohen, Kshera, Psula, Kohen, etc., different sugyas, who can and can't do the Yibum. So the question then comes, part of Yibum is what if all the brothers are already married, right? You have four brothers, they're all married, so there's a mitzvah of Yibum, right? Not getting to the halacha ma'isa of Yibum, Chalitza, Machloket, Shochan Aruch, Ramah, Rav Avadia's whole war against the Rabbanut in the 50s. Interesting, also very fascinating discussion, but not so much for now. So let's say, can you take a second wife, Mitzad Yibum, right? Or no, I already, Baruch Hashem, I have a wonderful wife, so I have to do Chalitza. Or, but what if you feel really connected? No, this is we're being Mamshif, my wife's, my brother's legacy, so I want to Yibum. Yibum, you want to... What? Because the brother died and didn't have a kid. His brother.
Not our
the brother.
This isn't our case.
So you have Yibum, just to clarify, okay? I have, let's say, two brothers. Brother is married to what? My brother is married to, I don't have a brother. My brother Avram is married to a wonderful, wonderful Kala named Sarah. Lo Aleinu, Avram dies, right? He got hit by a train when he was going for his morning jog, okay? And all of a sudden, and they didn't have any kids. So now Sarah is chayiv in either Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum, I marry her, right? Forget the weird English word that only art scroll learners know. Leveret marriage. Yeah, one of those no one knows what the word leveret marriage means except that it's the English word for yibum. I have no clue what the word leveret means, but it's yibum. Okay? What?
That's not a flex right there.
That was not a flex. How was it? Okay, great. Irrelevant. Versus chalitza is where you take off your shoe, you give it to her, etc., and then she's able to marry someone else. Okay? that is going to be the case. So what's the Gemara saying about, can you take on a second, third, or fourth wife? It's at Yibam. What if like all your brothers die, and now you've got like three different other people who you want to bring in? Let's hold off on questions right now. Try several questions.
What's wrong with polygamy?
That's part of our whole sugya. Okay? Okay? So basically, the Gemara then has a whole discussion where in this case, okay, guys, in this case, what's going to be the situation? So let's say you have other wives. So based in, without, the Gemara explicitly says, based in themselves, the Dayanim go over to you. They don't do Shlichei based in or anyone else. The Dayanim come over to you and say like, hey, you know, you're the older brother. You're like 73. You know, there's a big age gap. Your brother's 40. You know, just got married or let's say 50 and 20. I don't know. Okay? So now it's going to say like, you know, you're a Zakena and he's Ira, or vice versa, right? She's really old and you're a young guy. So they try and convince you not to take her as a wife, right? So that's what it says, right? Sorry? Like, what's with you with this young girl? Malacha etzel Zakena. What benefit are you going to take by taking this really old lady as your wife? Okay? Don't bring in a second wife and cause, you know, you all of a sudden taking your brother's, you know, your brother's wife, and she's going to start arguing with your wife. She's like, I'm 75. I've been married, you know, a few times already. Whatever it is, I have so much more experience that it's going to cause a lot of shalom bias issues. Or get on set, you know. Litzareinu, often we struggle enough with one wife, and, you know, all of a sudden you have three, four, five, you know, not so pashut. Okay? So the Gemara then says, at the end of the day, even if he has many, many wives, maybe it's going to be, Eitzatova, Kamashavalan, Daladim. Okay? Tvela. So the Gemara then says, you could have, in theory, up to four wives, but more than four wives is going to be no good. Okay? The reason why the Gemara sets the cap at four is because if you assume Tamine Chachamim are only going to have Tashmish Hamitza on Erev Shabbos, so if you have four wives, in theory, you can have Tashmish with each wife once every month, you'll have Tashmish once on Erev Shabbos, so that's going to be acceptable. Okay? Not getting into that whole sugya, but basically that's the minimum amount. Shear of Tamei Chachamim, Lel Shabbos. Because it's a month. Because they're saying it should be with every month. Okay? Also, like, yeah. Okay? Rashi points out, what's the Ef Sharlei? What's the case of Ef Sharlei referring to? Ef Sharlei, you have to practically have the money to support, right? You have to support, right? As Rav Shai Schechter pointed out in a shear I was listening to on my Torah on Erev Shabbos. I don't remember what shear it was. But he's like, you know, I don't understand. I've got three or four wives. Like, how do you have the closet space for all the shoes? He said that as a shvach. He specifically clarified that was a shvach and not a gnai. You know, Baruch Hashem. Well, you know, how do you have the closet space for so many shoes? Not like making fun of women for having a lot of shoes. But that was something that Rav Shai Schechter said as a good point. You have to be able to afford, practically speaking, having multiple wives. And that is what comes out in the Sugin Yevamos and Daf Samachay, Rava Amar, Nose Adam, Kama, Nashim. So you can have multiple wives on your life. Vehu de'itlei l'mizanayu. Right? You can only take multiple wives on top of your current wife, Bitsanai, that you can actually afford it, right? You can't all of a sudden have, you know, 17 wives when you can barely put pancakes on the table for breakfast, for one wife, okay? Or whatever it is you choose to eat for breakfast. What? This is pre-Gemara. Yeah, this is still the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom was... Interesting hack. This is going to be a very interesting... Lechora, he was in the 900s. Some people try and push off his death a few hundred years later, as we'll see later, because the Shulchan Aruch brings that a takana is only going to be good for 1,000 years. So, like, if the takana is 1,000 years and he lived in the 900s, lechora we're good. We can do whatever we want now. So there are people who try and say, no, Rabbeinu Gershom, he's really in the 1200s, etc. But like, he was one of the Geonim. So how do we really say that? I don't know. But that's like a whole there's a whole like academic like when did Rabbeinu Gershom really die? Nafkamina, is the takana really chal or like mina gisrael din who we accepted it type of thing? Okay, the Rashba in a fascinating tshuva has a very, very similar case. Rashba in Tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuvin and Zayin, has a question that was a man was asked, right? Sadarti Tanotiv Azriya, I'm putting before you my tainas, I need your help. I'm an agun. V'sharui below Tova, and I have a wife who, you know, she's below Tova, is a horrible woman. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Ka'isha asher natan Hashem ima adim idasin hadin pagaba, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he gave me a wonderful wife, and midas hadin, you know, attacked her, right? She's not, you know, doing so good anymore. The holel sikhla vidaita niskal, right? Unfortunately, her mind, her mental capabilities have gone. L'chora, some form of, I don't think the Rashba knew what the word Alzheimer's was, but some sort of degenerative disease that she had as she got older, okay? So the Rashba, so he asked, okay, so I want to know, v'ein ba da'ala hara ulhatif, she doesn't have any das to do good or do bad. She's really just kind of in a par of neutral status. she is not able to really function, Lakan or Lakan. Not like, you know, she's like one of those where she's like lighting his, like, you know, beard hairs on fire in his sleep to wake him up every 20 minutes or some other crazy situation. Okay? Practically speaking, it's just she's lost certain mental capabilities and now she's not able to function. So his question to the Rashba, right? Rashba, one of the Arkadoli Arishonim, one of the most impressive. The Rashba wrote over 3,000 chuvos. Like, just to put that in mind, like, back in that, he wasn't sitting on a computer, like, he wrote those all by hand. But we have over 3,000 chuvos of Rashba, one of the most prolific Rishonim in the world of Shailos and Chuvos. That's on top of all of his Chidushim on Shas and everything else the Rashba did, one of the really Gedolei HaPoskim. You can't open up any Siman in your Adeya and not deal with the Rashba, specifically Rashba. Like, the Torah has a specific, like, Rishon, seemingly, for every one of the Chalakim and Shulchan Aruch. And, like, your Adeya is, like, very much the Rashba's Torah Sabai. It is critical. Plus, his Chuvos also the Beis Yosef quotes often. The Rashba then quote. So he says, "V'ata mori etzila nafshi mishkat. Vorni imutar ani lisa yishacher. I'm asking you, please save me and let me marry a second wife." V'stom pi abtuchem imel agul amar lo shelo kitin asiti nechamat cheres rabbeinu gersham cherem rabbeinu gersham. So he says, "Please be matter me to take a second wife." So that people, lechora from his wording, it's not so clear. Maybe he already took a second wife, and now he's asking for a retroactive heter because people are making fun of him for being mevatel takanas for Rabbeinu Gershom. Or we could say, no, he's asking for a heter because he wants to know that he has a heter from the Gadol Ador, from the Rashba, so that people won't make fun of him for taking a second wife. Yeah.
The Rashba's Sephardi, right?
Yes. So that is a critical component, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch Ramban in a short bit. The Rashba was Sephardi. That is going to be very important. Okay. The Rashba then writes that Shuvas are being a Geritim, lo Raitiv, lo Pashta, Bechol Eretz, Tehinu, Bechol Eretz. Exactly what Isaac was just saying. Yeah, the Rashba opens up and says, Takana Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't like accepted in all different communities, right? That's going to be very important for Isaac, because the Chora Sephardim were never Mekabel Takana Rabbeinu Gershom. That's why you have the, for Sephardi weddings, you have Tkias Kaf, they have a handshake under the chuppah, where their Kilu being the Chasan is Mekabel upon himself. You're doing Tkias Kaf with the Masadar Kiddush, between the Masadar Kiddush and the, or the, sometimes it's the Masadar Kiddush, sometimes it's the father of the Kala. So the Chasan, because he's Sephardi and he's not Mechuyav Midin, as this Rashba points out, to Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. So he's accepted, he's being Makabal upon himself, the Takan of Rabbeinu Gershom, by, right, Kinyan of Tkias Kaf, by shaking hands. That is going to be very important for those that are Sephardi, definitely what to look for. I don't think we have any Sephardi, maybe we have one. David, yeah. Okay, so then he says, right, first off, Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom was not accepted. And then he also points out that Lamanda Omar, that we accept Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, right? For those that accept it, it's impossible to then claim that Rabbeinu Gershom made this Takana across the board in every possible situation, in every possible case. That just like, there's going to be situations where the Rabbeinu Gershom himself would be moded that the Takana is not going to be Chal, right? So then he continues and he basically says, right, there, you know, Rabbeinu Gershom made this takana to avoid, as we've seen in our sugyas as well, right? There's pritzim out there, there's guys who just want as many wives as possible, or they're doing it because one of the other aspects of Rabbeinu Gershom is you can't give your wife a get bal korcha. The woman has to be makabel the get. It used to be maybe that you could just write a get and hand it to her and she's, you know, throw her off to the sea basically, you know? So Rabbeinu Gershom made this takana to prevent certain issues. But in a case where Lo Aleinu, the woman has certain, you know, inabilities. She's lost her seichel, as the case of the Rashba is dealing with, right? She's suffering from Alzheimer's or something of the like. Rabbeinu Gershom Bechorei was not metaken. That's basically what the Rashba says. Mechal Devarav Elu Nira Li Shelo Asa Oto Atzadik Takana Zu Elam Ibnei Apritim. Okay, Vaholim. Again, Aval Be'elu She'amru Shehu Min Adin Min Achiyov Legarei Sholisa Acheret. B'zeh Lo Gozarav. Rabbeinu Gershom never would have made a Takana. His Takana was never Chal on a case where Lo Aleinu, the woman is suffering from Alzheimer's or can't possibly function anymore, right? That would be, you know, questions of, you know, the woman, Chas V'Shalom, is she was running and got hit by the train. Now she's in a coma and she's a vegetable. She's now, so that's going to be a whole case, okay? So what the Rashba takes very, very strong opinion on here, which is definitely a hot take amongst the poskim. The Rashba seems to say very, very clearly that Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom was not stated across the board. And as a result, in such a case, Takana Rabbeinu Gershom was never even chal. For those whose communities and right their minhagim, they accepted Takana Rabbeinu Gershom. In such a case, Rabbeinu Gershom's Takana never applied. And so the Rashba would say, right, the Rashba says in this case that you could totally take a second wife. Takana Rabbeinu Gershom never applied. Yulach Ora, Let me double check. Lefikach l'misha yiru einai ladun bedavar v'amara das tigzeras harav lo pashta gzera klalo amru v'sholai ta kavana ota tzadik lekach u'mutarata. Right, Rabbeinu Gershom never had kavana for such a case, and thus it's mutar for him to take a second wife, even without heter mei rabbanim. No, you're keeping her as a wife. I don't need a heter mei rabbanim to take a second wife, because that takana never applied in this situation at all. This situation was outside of the takana, totally mutar, right? This is the Rashba. This isn't some, you know, open orthodox conservative rabbi. This is the Rashba, right? So the Rashba would say, in our case from Rav Sternbach, it would be mutar l'chatchila, even for Ashkenazim, who accepted the takana to Rabbeinu Gershom, they would say that this is still 100% chal. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Aleph, Evan Ezer, see if you had paskins, right? Rabbeinu Gershom, echrim al nosei ishto, aval v'yimano lo echrim v'chein barusa. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch says that the takana of Rabbeinu Gershom applies, but not in any cases. Like if you're engaged, you could take a second wife. Like lechora, if you're engaged, you did erusin, you can now take another wife on top of the arusa. And also in the case of yibum, right? We discussed before yibum and chalitza, or really just yibum, you can take a second, third, fourth wife, and that's why it's not a stira with the Gemara. It's not like Rabbeinu Gershom is going against the Gemara. He's saying yibum is a yotzim in a klal. The klal is you can't have multiple wives, but now you have a mitzvah of yibum. So makom mitzvah lo gazur rabbanon. That's also, you know, ties into what we were learning. The Rama then categorizes this very, very importantly. Im eno ratza lechnos elift, or if you don't want to bring in the second wife, you want to be potter. V'adin mechol makom sheyesh dichoy mitzvah. In any case, you have dichoy mitzvah. If you want to shaha im ishto eser shani v'lo yada, such as the case, right? If you're married to a woman for 10 whole years and you don't have any kids, so then I'll be the Gemara. You can divorce her without giving her a ksuba. You don't have to pay her ksuba. Okay, you can divorce her against her ratzon and give her and don't have to pay ksuba. Then there's those who disagree and they say, no, Cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom applies even b'makom mitzvah, right? Even in a Yibum case, Rabbeinu Gershom would say, no way, you can't marry that girl. Doesn't matter, even though it's Yibum. No good, okay? Then he continues, and thus you have to do chalitza. B'makom she'ein harishona bas gerushin, in a case where the first person is not a bas gerushin, what's a case of someone not bas gerushin? Lav bardas. Right? Someone who's suffering from some sort of disability, from some sort of machala, where they now can't accept the get. That's for sure going to be a lav bas gerushin. She can't accept the get. Okay, kigon, so she lost her das. You have to give her a get. Ain't a rutz likach get me, man. She doesn't want to accept the get. So the Rama says, in such a case, you could be matir him to marry another girl. Right? Interesting how the Rama is now jumping over seemingly to the Rashba. Jumping a little bit to the end of the Rama, v'dafkim mekom sheyada shelo pashta takana, and for sure that's going to be the case in a place where they don't accept the takana. Avam minastam noig bechol makom. But practically speaking, we say takana shabina gershom was accepted everywhere. This is where the Ashkenaz and Svardim disagree on this one. Bechol makom bechol medinot elu takana v'aminagam koma omei. But if you're in a place where they never accepted the takana, then obviously minagam makom is going to stand. Right? If all of a sudden, you know, the kihila of Woodmere decides we never accepted takana shabina gershom, maybe they have the right to do that. Okay, I don't know. Ayin Shum. Ask Poske Woodmere what the deal is. I don't know. But practically speaking, that's going to be a question. So what I was going to say, even though everyone accepted the Takana, if there's a specific place, right, that's going to be a question of Minhagim, globalized world. Can new communities create their own Minhagim or not? Did art school really kill in Yoni Minhagim Makom? Different discussion for now, how we relate to Minhagim and globalized world. A fascinating discussion, not for today's year. But basically, then the Rama continues. Okay, the ain't no sim shtenash, we can't have two wives. A kofin, the charamos, the niduyin, right? You do charamos, you do nidui, right? You basically put these people, you ostracize them, you kick them out of the community completely. No one accepts two wives, okay? The yesh omen to his manazeh, ain't lakup mishavar cherim rabbin agesho, meachar shekvar, nashlim, elef hachamishi, ain't no aginkin. The Rama then says, there's some people say takanas rabbin agesho doesn't apply at all. Why? Because our 1,000 years are up. But he says, we're not knowing as such. Like, even though the fifth 1,000 years, aka the year 5,000 came, the takana was only good, according to the Rama, until the year 4,999. So we're now in, 5782? So now, for the Rama, he says the takana is totally over. But he says, we're not knowing as such. We don't accept that whole question. Okay, Taz fascinatingly adds, Nira lefareish tigamim ires isha ve'ein rotze lachnos. All of a sudden, let's say you married a woman, right? Sorry, you got engaged. You did erusin. All of a sudden, right, she's mureset. And now all of a sudden, you're like, you know what? She was a lot nicer when we were dating. Now that she's engaged, she, you know, let her guard down. She shows a little bit more of her true colors. And you say, I don't think this is the right girl for me. You know, that type of situation. So Rama says, okay, elo lepotra mutar likach isha acher kodem haget. So you did erusin min adin, right? Not erusin bizmanazeh. You know, you give her a ring. Obviously, you have kavana not to do Erisin. You just, oh, you want to get engaged. You want to give her a ring as a matana tova. You don't actually have kavana to do Erisin. Very important to keep in mind. Beitov's mana when you all get engaged. But practically speaking, the Ramah says, you did Erisin mamish. Hari at mikudesh et liba tabadzu. Okay? You did Erisin mamish. And now you decide you don't want to marry her anymore. You don't want to do the kiddushin. You don't want to take that next step into informing the relationship. So the Taz points out, you can marry a second girl before you give her a get. That's not so plush. You did the Erisin, right? You guys are Mekudeshet, right? She's Mekudeshet. Taz says, no, it's not as severe, right? Erisin's still a lower level than Nisuin. And you can marry a second girl before you give the first girl a get. No, the first girl is going to still, she's going to be an aguna in this case. Lachora, this would be a halachically acceptable aguna. Psak halacha, not like Ruach HaTorah or any sport of Midos Ben Adam L'Chavero. Right? Obviously, that would be a horrible thing to do. But practically speaking, the Taz says this would be totally mutter. Right? Midikata of a Ma'arik is based on the Ma'arik. Okay? This was only a case, right? The Ma'arik says, Kerem Darabin Gershom was only applicable in a case where there was actual Nisuin. Not in a case where there was Erisin. Okay? Then we're going to shift over a little bit. We're going to touch on this a lot more next week. I'm hoping we'll have two or three shirim as we discussed earlier on Inyan Yichud. But it's another important case to discuss here, and also a fascinating tshuva by Rav Schnurbach as well. The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us that there's an Isser Yichud, right? You're not allowed to be mityache with another person, right? One man, two women, etc., one to one. All different cases how Yichud is going to apply and not apply, when there's heterim and when there's not. So that's going to be a whole discussion in the Mishnah. Shulchan Aruch also yachid me erva min arayus bein zekina bein yalda. Right, the Shulchan Aruch paskins halacha lemaisa. There's an isa yichud regardless of the age of the girl. Right, I don't care that she's a 78-year-old woman. I don't care that she's a 6-year-old girl. Right, pshat in the Gemara seems to be so long as she's 3, there's an isa yichud. Right, big shot shaila in the world of anyone who is babysitting and not big shaila's in yichud when ages of the kids, etc. But practically speaking, the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah are going to tell us there's going to be an Isra Yichud regardless of if she's a Kena, right? You're like an 18-year-old guy. Who cares that she's 80? That's like, there's no Hava Mina. But who cares? That's still an Isra Yichud. It doesn't matter, right? You're babysitting your neighbor's grandmother, Pasha, that's Usher, regardless of how old she is. The Rosh Shurmach has an interesting case as well, a few shuvos later, whether or not Yichud applies to someone who has Alzheimer's. It's not necessarily connected to this shuva. It's a shuva much more about Dina Yichud. But he has in Chelek Hei, Simon Shun Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Tet. Honestly, it could be in relationship to this shuva because it's only X amount of shuvos later, so it could have been a follow-up shayla on this, whether or not there's a din of... Is there even Yichud with someone who's suffering from Alzheimer's? Is there Yichud with someone who's like bedridden, right? They can't get up. Asking the whole sugya in Siman Kuftzadi Hei in Yoredeya regarding Nida. What if, let's say, the wife's in Nida, how much can the husband do to help her? Or vice versa, the husband's sick, how much can the wife do to help him because she's in Nida? That's going to, for the Beis Yosef, that's going to be an Isra D'Oraisa. Even Negiya She'enu Shalchiba, right, for the Ramban, that's going to be Yarek Val Yavor. Sorry, for the Beis Yosef, Mishim, the Ramban, that's Yarek Val Yavor, right? Your wife, we don't generally pass this way, even Svardim don't pass this way, except for the Shach. But pshat in the Beis Yosef and the Rambam seems to be, right, all of a sudden, your wife is in Nida, she has a heart attack, you're not allowed to go do chest compressions and save her life. Pshat, Yarek Val Yavor, it's an Isra Arayos. Okay? Pshat in the Beis Yosef, we don't accept that halakha maisa. Even Svardim Bezman Azeh are like, I don't know where the Beis Yosef pulled this from. It's really, the Shach has a bunch of really big kashis on that. For those that are, for the Bergenfield Chevra, or Tina guys, remember I was talking about this with Sobolovsky a few years ago when he was here for Shabbos, he wouldn't even have the conversation. Like, the Beis Yosef was wrong. The Shach is like he wouldn't even entertain the question. He was just like, this Beis Yosef is mamish off its rockers. No, we don't accept it. Shach like the Shach. Even Svardim accept it. Like, yeah, woman like passes out. You go help her, right? My wife was in a first aid court, and my wife, same question came up in two different first aid courts. And someone was like, oh, well, you have to do chest compressions. Like, well, what if it's a girl? And like the instructor was like, so you let her die? Like, no. Like, that's not how halakha works. That's not how, like, normal life works. Like, yeah, lechora, she's a girl, so she probably should die, right? No, that's not how that works. You still do everything in your capabilities to save her life. Just important hara to always know. Pikuach nefesh is, like, really important. Okay? Okay? It's Docha Shabbos. Okay. So, Psak, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Sternbach then points out in this, a few shuvos later, Iser yichud af bezakian or zakian muflagim shelochilku kach bechazal. Right? Chazal didn't differentiate between whether or not the person that you're having yichud with is really, really old or really, really young under a certain age. Right? Under age 3, there's no din erva. Right? That's why if you're babysitting, it's mutter for you to change the diaper, and there's no din erva for that. Okay? For example, practically speaking, so then you probably shouldn't babysit babies. But, or you should learn. Ayin Sham. Like, great. In Yoni Shalom Bias, like, you know, I remember once, I don't know, I mentioned this once. Rav Malam, going back to our Pnimiya Halakha discussions, Rav Malamed, his wife, is very much like, since we're married, Rav Malamed hasn't changed a single diaper or gone shopping once. And like, some are like, wow, that's Mamish Kishmak. Wow, she's so mustard at his Talmud Torah that she won't even like let him change diapers and go shopping. So we're like, what a horrible Shalom Bayis. Like, we could read that story in different directions. Definitely what to discuss on that. But we're not having, you know, Shira on Shalom Bayis and changing diapers and shopping in relationships with Zman Azeh.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. Beto Bizmano, happy to have these conversations. But it's also what to point out, as Rav Yaakovson mentioned to me once also, that like, Nishtan Hadoros, like today, that question is very, very different than when it was 40 years ago. Like, that's just like factual. Like, today it's much more expected that the husband is very much involved in raising the kids than he said it was when, like, I was, like, when I was, you know, 25 and my kids were little kids. I wasn't as involved because that wasn't the norm back then. Okay, different discussion, not for now. Basically, so then Rav Sternbach says, okay, so we weren't mechalek between Zakena versus Ketana, right? Chazal said, it's Aser. Shulchan Aruch passing, it's Aser. Umekol Malkam Bechola Alzheimer's. Right? Someone who has Alzheimer's. Shalosh Shayach Etzlo Kishrei. We discussed it with Rav Noam, right? It's impossible. The man has Alzheimer's. He literally can't have Kishrei Avris, right? He can't have that. It's just not physically possible for him in such a situation. So maybe the Chashash doesn't even apply, right? If you accept, like, the Rambam, we'll discuss this next week, that maybe Yichud is only a Harchaka for a Avera, for a Maisa Isser. So if the man is physically unable to, and he's, because he's suffering from some sort of, you know, Alzheimer's or other form of, you know, some other form of machala that's affecting his life, so maybe Yechud doesn't allow. He can't even, like, have a conversation. Like, he can't hold normal discussions with you, let alone have a Maisa Tashmish that's like, so then, Ein Choshishim Isra Yechud. We don't have any Chashas Isra Yechud at all in such a case. Okay? Because it's impossible. There's no Avera that's going to happen. The guy can't even have a conversation. Okay? Unfortunately, there's a very, very high statistics of sexual abuse in nursing homes by nurses and in general. But practically speaking, in certain cases, that's another really big issue in our society as a whole. But practically speaking, if the guy is not able to have kishur, he's not able to have a conversation, so in such a case, we are not going to have an Isra Yichud or Shtrumba Paskins. But even though he's not able, there's no Isra Yichud, you still need to be like, you can't have like Chibuk and Nishik, you know, just go over to like random men in the nursing home. You know, if you're like a nurse, you can't just like go over to like random men in the nursing home and give them like, you know, a hug and a kiss. Like, that's really like, no, you can't do that. You can't just start cuddling with people in the nursing home. That's like weird. And also, like, definitely that's still going to be us. Just because there's no Isra Yichud, or Shabbat's going to say, you still can't, that Isra is still going to apply. It should be noted, not going to go continuously, because we want to move on into Shabbat Shuvah specifically to our Shiloh for the last 15 minutes of Shir. It should be pointed out that this Shuvah of no Yichud for someone who suffers from Alzheimer's, and Rav Gidon said that this is a Pashut read in Rav Sternbach's Heter, that Heter only applies if it's the man that's struggling from Alzheimer's, right? Based on what we discussed in Nida Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei about Harchakos and Sif Yud Zayin Tadvav, Tadzayin, the very end of the Siman. So that's going to apply. If the man is, let's say, totally healthy and the woman has Alzheimer's, the Heter doesn't apply because the man can still have Kishrei Abris. The man can force himself upon her. The fact that she doesn't have Das, the fact that she's, you know, so that's still, unfortunately, there's still going to be an Isra Yichud, obviously, if the man is the one who's healthy and the woman is the one who has Alzheimer's, as similar to our case from Rav Sternbach and the Tshuva that we're dealing with today. There's still going to, L'chora B, and Isra Yichud, that's going to apply because, you know, that's just why, specifically in the Nida cases, we're much more machmir in the case when the woman is sick and the husband is tending to his wife, who's a Nida, versus the husband's sick in bed and the wife is tending to him because he still has a taiva, he still has a Yetzer Hara. And so he might, you know, as the post can discuss, you know, you're going to convince her to have Tashmish, even though she's not, like, feeling well. You'll, you know, be mefater, you'll speak to her in nice ways, you'll try and engage her, but when, like, you're sick, we're not koshish, the woman's going to do that as much to the man because the man's not physically able to. That's going to tie into other sugyas that we've learned as well. Okay? But that's going to be very important halakha l'maisa as well in questions of nida, as well as yichud if you're ever working in a nursing home or vice versa. I know, you know, it's like a minhag yisrael that, like, you know, dafka, like, we're the menahel of the nursing home but not like dealing with the patients. I don't know. That's like a whole question on, like, you know, I don't know, apparently Jews run nursing homes in America. That's like a thing. But so this is an important shuva of Rav Sternbach, but it's only going to apply in a case of like a female nurse and the male patient. And if it's a female patient, then we don't have a hetzer of yichud because the female patient, you could still, unfortunately, and it has happens unfortunately very, very often in these situations of AIDS taking advantage of senior citizens. Besitter, but there's also pedophiles out there and rapists and other lots of horrible people. But that doesn't mean, like, that still is a serious problem. Besitter, but there are prutzim out there. A whole sugya, there's prutzim, there's no prutzim.
That's like all.
Yeah, besitter. I'm not disagreeing with you. There's seriously something wrong. Okay, now let's see how Rav Sternbach actually deals with the shaila. Obviously. We will, you know, this is not going to, as a good point out, this is not going to be a case that you can't learn from the shuvah any other time this shaila comes up. If you ever get this shaila, let me know because it's really interesting. But, like, l'chora, you should speak to, like, a lot of other people. Like, a friend of mine was asking me on Erev Shabbos, like, oh, like, a whole, like, abortion case, like, what would you paskin? I was like, I won't paskin on an abortion shaila. Like, that's, like, way above my pay grade. There's certain things that you just, like, you know.
This shaila.
Definitely should require, so like, Gideon's like, we could discuss it, but I'm not going to discuss a hypothetical shayla that's going to require hours and hours of, like, breaking my head over for a hypothetical question when there's, like, other questions that I need to find out. Like, if this ever comes up, like, we'll deal with it, but, like, right now, like, it's not so lemaisa.
Is Gideon always working on a question?
Not always, but he gets fun questions.
He's a rabbi.
He's also the Rosh Kol Dayanus. Like, in Morning Seder, he's really with the guys and, like, learning with them. They also now are learning, like, Hilchos Gideon, so I knew, like, when I went over to talk to him, like, he's relatively in the sugya. Besides for just being a massive Talmud Chacham, he's also, like, currently, like, learning through Hilchos Gideon. Like, I don't know. I didn't know where that Petchei Tshuva was until he, like, opened it right away. I was like, oh, look, it's Petchei Tshuva. I was like, that's cool. I don't know. That's why he's with Gideon, and I'm very, very far from it. Point is, so let's see what Rav Sternbach has to actually say in this Tshuva. So Rav Sternbach opens off basically repeating the question, right? Woman has Alzheimer's. Husband now says, I need a wife. I can't live like this. Wants to be mashalish a get, heter me rabbanim, marry a second wife. Tonight for the second wife is going to be that he stays as the main caretaker for her. Okay? So that's going to lead us to yichud questions, negia questions, all things of those likes, right? How are you going to be able to be your main caretaker if you have an isra yichud or you can't touch her? That's going to be a real problem, l'chora. And it also points out, the second wife is totally moda, like, I'm fine with you, like, she was your wife for 60 years. I understand, like, when she gets married, she does that bidas shlema, she knows 100% that this is, like, she's fine with this. So Shlomberg says, l'chora kevan she'asur b'shina. So I'm like, l'chora, you can't have two wives. And you're, right, v'nasur alav ishtar rishona, b'tashmish b'shina. The minute you now have tashmish with the second wife, your first wife is now usur to you. Right? So that's going to lead us to a lot of issues. Because you cheated on her. You slept with another wife, right? But once the post for Takan Rabbeinu Gershom.
So what?
Are you asking to bulge them though?
That's whatever. But you did Kiddushin. You were Mashal, you should get, etc. And once, right? Venasra all of Ishtar Rishon, Tashmish Shemitah. You now can't, right? Once you marry the second girl, you can't have Tashmish with your first wife, which is going to lead to a Isra Yichud, right? Asr Lulagapa. And now you can't touch her because you're now married to Rachel and not to Sarah. Okay, Kimavuar b'Shochanah says, okay, Shiyom Kippurim Aser b'Tashmish Shiv Aser Bo Legatam Yishtakil. Right, so he's Medayik from the Shochanah. Obviously, you can't have Tashmish Amita with your first wife because you're now married to a second girl. And based on the Shochanah, if any person in the world who you have an Iser Tashmish to, there's also going to be an Iser Negia. Right, you can't just go out there. Right, obviously, there's an Iser Tashmish to any random girl on the street. But hey, Iser Tashmish. Who says I can't go up and give her a big hug? Right, that's obviously usher, right? It's before Shulchan Aruch. We look with that. We're mashed with it too, right? For all those, like, you know, I don't know. I am, like, modern orthodoxy, and, like, Shomer Negiah doesn't really apply. It's a chumrah, this and that. The Rabbanan, maybe Shulchan Aruch. It's going to be Arik Val Yavur, right? Better to die than to give her, like, a high five. Interesting discussion, like, you know, shaking hands in the workplace, all those fun topics. Ram, like Beit Yosef, die. Don't shake her hand. Okay? Bach, Schaff disagree. Great. Okay? These are just, like, important ideas to know. Okay? Like, Shomer Negiah is, like, a real thing. It's not, like, a made-up thing by, like, high school rabbis because, like, you know, maybe it's not so Shaiach. Okay? It's, like, a real... It's in Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, as Rosh Hashanah points out here in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that we're mashve Negiah to Tashmish Hamitah for a Nida. Also, Rav Moshe, Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, any woman over the age of 12 has a chazaka that she's a Nida. Okay? Important thing to know. We'll discuss this next week. As in, if you say that Nida really is equivalent to Erva, so that any woman over the age of 12 has a din of Nida, which makes her a din of Erva, which means there's an Isra Yichud. So even if you're going to be Mekel on the age of how young is the minimum or the maximum to have Yichud with, so long as she was Parais Nida once, and except like we mentioned in the previous year, right, she didn't go to the mikvah pre-marriage, right? So now she's an Isra Yichud, regardless Midioraita, because she is an Erva. Okay. So let's continue now into our actual segia, right? So you can't touch her. So maybe there's a difference with Yom Kippur versus not, right? That whole discussion of Yom Kippur versus Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur, she's wearing her nice white clothing. She went to the shower before Yom Kippur. Maybe she went to the mikvah before Yom Kippur. I am the same Rivash, right? Versus on Tisha B'Av, some of us can say that's not true because on Tisha B'Av, you haven't showered for 9 whole days. And as a result of Tisha B'Av, we're going to be maybe a little bit more Mekel than on Yom Kippur because of that the certain taiva that's going to exist. So maybe we're Mechalik between the two, being right? And then Rosh Hashanah says, and even if you're Noeg Ima Bekerva, right? You're her main caretaker, so maybe you're going to come to slip up. Yeah, you married Rachel. You're not still married to Sarah. But now you're her main caretaker. You go, you visit her, you bring her snacks, you help her in every possible way. So maybe you're not going to Shemi Kasha. She was your wife for 60 years. You still have feelings for her. You just need another wife for whatever particular reason. So Rosh Hashanah says, you're going to, maybe we're Choshesh that you're going to mess up here. Okay? Maybe then you could say somebody's going to tie into what we discussed at the beginning of the year, right? Because of her machla, she's not roi labia, right? She's completely, she's not with it at all, right? That's going to be cholek. Can you marry her? Can you not marry her? Chalsa hi, chalsa hu, right? Chiyuv of how many meals you have to pay her? Do you have to pay her, right? That's another chazar nekuda that Rosh Hashanah brings out for us. Okay, so then he says, so then he brings a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down in Madura Tanina Simon Memdalid, that the Tzemach Tzedek said it was Pasha that Im Titrape Ishar Rishona, then based in Kofin Alav, the Garish Miad, Kidei Shalo Yelo Shinashim. Right? In a case where I did wasn't Mishali Shaget, right? I now give, right? I marry a second wife, or even if I was Mishali Shaget, I now in theory have to divorce both of them. If all of a sudden she now is healthy again, I have a real problem. So if you don't want to say if you were Mishali Shaget and had a Heter Meir Rabbanim, then this Rabbi Akiva Eger wouldn't be true because the Heter Meir Rabbanim still stands. The Shilosh get. So as a result, you can say, Rav Gittin pointed out, if I had Heter Meir Rabbanim plus your Mishali Shaget, then Enachinami, you still have to pay all the Mizonos, but you have the Heter Meir Rabbanim. You're allowed to stay married to the second wife, and the get that was Mishali to the woman only affects her because your Heter Meir Rabbanim still applies, and the get, so either she can accept the get and find a new chasan, or she doesn't accept the get, and now she's an aguna, but it's her own decision, because the get was meshulash by based, and she could go and accept it whenever she wants. Interesting, how Rav Gittin?
So that
don't
we
what?
What was that?
Rav Gittin was pointing out, if I was meshulash a get, Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying, l'chora in a case where I didn't also have a heter meir rabbanim, l'chora. I didn't say it explicitly, but the svara based on what Rav Gittin said, is l'chora Rabbi Akiva Eger is dealing with a case where you weren't meshulash a get, so now we're going to force him, he's going to have to divorce both wife A and wife B in a case where she got better. Rav Gittin was pointing out, if I was Mishali Shaget, and also had a Heter Meir Rabbanim, the Heter Meir Rabbanim still applies, because the Heter they gave you still exists, because your wife was, you know, she suffered from Alzheimer's, she had some sort of, you know, she was in a coma, so the Heter still stands, so wife 2 is Beheter, whereas in a case where it wasn't within the Heter Meir Rabbanim, it was Mishali Shaget, and then just married a second wife, then I now have an Isser on both of them, because I don't. There's no the heter still stands. That was the interesting point that Rav Gittin pointed out in that regard of why shilush get plus meir rabbanim is different than just shilush get with neasma. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva Eger then says, right, we force him to divorce both of them, and this is a big kashya on Rabbi Akiva Eger. Alo rishoni ishto mikodem et hashniya nasa beheter ledvar Rav Hecha shenashti reishto. Right. Okay, so this is going to tie into what Rav Gittin basically was saying. There's a whole discussion about this in Otzar Poskim. Right, that the whole thing of, well, the second wife you married Beheter, so maybe you only have to be Megarish the first wife, assuming that it was all done Beheter because she couldn't accept the get and you had Heterim involved. Right, it wasn't like Stein, you're just like, I just want a second wife, and now you have a problem with both of them. Okay, it was done Beheter. Okay, Venir Atama Davar Sharabina Gershom Gazar Mishum Ktaza. Right, maybe the chiyuv is only because Rabbeinu Gershom, as we mentioned in the Gemara that we saw at the beginning, that it all had to do with shalom bayis. You don't have two wives living in the same home. Right? We saw like Yaakov Avinu, like Lechora, for Hirsch and others as well, and getting into whole discussion of analyzing biblical characters. But Lechora, Yaakov Avinu had some trouble with two wives, right? V'yisna Leah, right? That's a whole discussion of having multiple wives. Is Lechora not so pashut? And that's going to lead to some shalom bayis issues, some strife between the two of them. So if the whole thing was because of k'tata, alula shniyah liton she enav v'yishtari shona v'lo ba v'lachin gzeras rabbeinu gershom v'mekoma omeret she'aso linog ishto b'shtei nashim. So in theory, in general, even though you could say, oh, I married the second girl behind her, but she's going to say, well, she's, you know, she's a eshet nuurayach. She's your first love. So the second wife's automatically going to feel this certain pgia. And thus, in general, why we really are refraining from this. Right? Because of Tekanas Rabbeinu Gershom, once I married the second wife, I for sure can't have Bia with the first wife. Because even if we're going to be Mekel and allow you to marry the second wife, your first wife is now going to have a separate din, and that's not going to be acceptable, okay, to have Bia with her. She's going to be Aser with Bia. Okay, and I think even regarding chibuk v'nishuk, right, Bia's for sure us, so you have another wife. Maybe we could be Megel chibuk v'nishuk, you know, she's your first wife, you're going to visit her in the nursing home, you give her a hug, you know, give her a little kiss on the kepi, say, you know, I'm here, how are you feeling, whatever. And so Rosh Hashanah's like, Pasha, we have to be machmir, that's not going to be so acceptable. Ach, lo mikol acherim d'r'gerin agershim, elam ipnesha alu la'gi l'taiva. The reason why chibuk v'nishuk for the second wife, the first wife, sorry, who's in the nursing home, is Aser. He says it's not because of Cheren Rabbeinu Gershom. Cheren Rabbeinu Gershom, Lechora, would only be on the Maisa Bia. He says, rather, if you go over to your original wife and you give her a hug, then that's going to be Ma'orer Taiva. You're going to start feeling, oh, I remember how much I loved her. She was such a great wife. Unfortunately, this is a really sad situation, but I would still love to be with her. I'd have Esrin, right? But there's unfortunate circumstances. That's going to be Ma'orer, a certain Yetzer in his Nefesh. And that's why he says it's a din in that, not because of Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, but Hirhura Avera, right? He says, Hirhura Avera are even worse than the Avera itself, right? Chas v'shalom, someone watches something inappropriate, that's worse than the fact that they might be Motzi Zera B'yadayim, right? The fact that you watch it, that Hirhura Avera are worse than the actual Maisa Avera. We can challenge that assumption or not, but Rav Shurbach says that very, very clearly. So the fact that you come and give her a little hug or a kiss on the kepi to say, like, hi, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Right, that can lead to Hirhura Avera, which is even worse. Like, you're not going to be Nichshol with Bia, right? She's in a nursing home with Alzheimer's, etc. So maybe we're not Choshesh for Bia, but the Hirhura that he might have, you might remember, oh, I remember what a beautiful Kala she was, and her wedding dress, and our honeymoon, or whatever other Chveshness thing they were doing. That's not going to, he's going to say, that's something that we're Choshesh for. The Hirhura Avera are much worse than the actual Maisa Avera, so even though we're not Choshesh, that, right, obviously Isra Bia is going to be Aser, but it's going to be Aser Maisa Bia. But he might have Yehura Avera, that's going to be Lechora even worse, okay? And thus, he says the Baal should make a tenai with the second wife, that she's maskim to visit the first wife and to take care of her. But he can only do the Tzarchei Refuah. You can't go and say, you know, start schmoozing and giving her a hug and, you know, buying her chocolates and flowers or whatever other things you do. What? I don't know. He says Tzarchei Refuah. I don't know what's the normal thing that... I don't know. Yeah, that's... No, but there is a discussion that, like, medically, it's very important to just talk to them and engage them.
Engage.
Okay. So, basically, that's going to be... Right? So, then he points out, like, Imi Shtori Shonan Nida, but if she's still in Nida, Lo Nuchala Atir Elek She'en Acher V'en Derechiva. Right? He points out that, let's say, right, generally someone with Alzheimer's is of advanced age and they're already post-menopause, and as a result, the Shaila doesn't apply. But let's say, Lo Aleinu, someone who's very young has you know, a serious machala, they have very advanced stage early stage Alzheimer's, right? It kicks in when they're 35, she's still in Nida, then we can't be Mekel on anything, right? The minute the woman who has Alzheimer's is still going to be in Nida, the entire Heter, all the Heterim fall away. So let's finish up quickly with the last thing. Amnam Be'ikar, Mashi Yitziru, Cherem Rebbe Negershom, Ch'ish Shochol, Be'alzheimer, Yish Li Gashev, She'ken, Av Abuskim Yitziru, Cherem Rebbe Negershom, Be'nishtanei, Zafilo, Kiyam, Peri of the Rivya, Evnei, Hira, Avera. So generally we do say that the post-Kim, right, based on the Rashba, and the Ramah also mentioned this, that in such a case where the woman, it was her das is completely gone, she has Alzheimer's, so we can be Mekel on Cherem Rebbe Negershom, even when he was Mekayim Peru Revu, which was, we mentioned before, there's a certain svar to be Mekayim Peru Revu or not. So he says that when a blind hari abal kvar kiben shishim, he's already like 60 years old. Vishketa imo bayit, and she's like she's not able to function. She's not. She's very quiet. She doesn't have the capabilities to have a conversation. Rak inem baketet begal shein ladas. But the reason why she's not functioning is not for whatever. It's because she lost her das. It's not some sort of. It's not any other reason. It's purely because of the das thing. He wants to divorce or get a second wife. He wants to have a wife who we get to have mitzvahs ona. He wants to have a wife who we get to have tash v'shamita with. We mekayim mitzvahs ona of having relations with your wife, which wasn't shayach in the first one. So Shurbach throws in a very fascinating ha'ara. We have to be really, really careful because what? What's the staff at the nursing home going to say? Oh, this is the guy, right? All of a sudden, his wife is old. She's not able to have tashmish with him. So what's he do? He throws her to the nursing home, marries a new girl, and like, you know, he goes on living his life. Like, what kind of chilul Hashem is it going to be when all the nurses, everyone knows, oh, yeah, you're the guy who, like, you know, your wife has Alzheimer's. You're like, okay, I can move on. I'll find a new girl. Right? That's like, that's going to lead to such chilul Hashem. That's going to be such a horrible response. What?
Yeah,
Beseder, but you took a new wife because you weren't Yotze, your own Taivas of Tashmish Amita because your wife has Alzheimer's, so you find a new wife. Like, Beseder, but he's saying that's going to cause a really big Chil Hashem for all of the nursing home staff. Right? You're going to have a situation where the guy's just doing whatever. They're going to be like, oh yeah, those Jews, like the rabbis come up with Heterim to marry a new wife. Right? Okay, so let's just finish the Tshuva and we can argue this point or not, but it definitely is a Svara, especially in Chutz La'aretz. That's something that should be taken into account, that everyone's going to like make fun of those Jews, you know. You're allowed to cheat on your wife because she's not, you know, royal atashmish, like, you're going to take a new wife. Like, that besvara, that sounds a little bit mishuna. Like, it's not the craziest svara to say that's going to lead to real chilul Hashem. Okay, so then he continues, as we're going to finish up with this, okay? So we have to go right. So v'chein choshashani sheheter l'zeit isha... And by being matir in such a case, this is going to completely destroy the whole cherem. Once you allow this case, now all the takanas cherem of Bnei Gershom is going to totally fall apart. You need to have a really big discussion with lots of different gedolei posim. I would not sign off on this heter. But every case is individual. And he basically says, L'maisa, that we really have a big tzarach ian. We need to speak to Gdolei HaPoskim how to relate to this. But he says, we really have to be worried. Maybe we could say it's a Kanan Rabbeinu Gershom, it's the Rashba and Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah would have said, maybe it never really applied in such a case. But there's going to be so many other potential issues that come about with it, and we really should think twice and speak to lots of different Gdolei HaPoskim. Anyhow, but every case has to be discussed, you know, B'fnei Atzmo, as Rav Gidon pointed out. But really, Rosh Shabbat is like, I would not be so, I would be very hesitant to sign off on this heter. But I thought it would just be a fun sugya to do on a day with a Chazara day. And everyone should have a great day.